Angel, so I thought we could do kind of a color and yap type video, if you will. This will probably be my first video of my podcast. So, yeah, I'm just gonna color and kind of give a life update. Let's get started. So, this is the coloring book that I've been using. If you watch my Christmas haul, you know that I got this for Christmas. I've done 3 pages in it so far. So, we have this one. We have this one. We have this one. And now I'm gonna start working on this one. Let me change into a hoodie so that this isn't out. Okay, much better. Got my boyfriend's hoodie on. So I'm gonna be coloring the bear, and I'm gonna be using the Prismacolors and possibly the alcohol markers that I got for Christmas. But yeah, I think I'm just gonna go ahead and start yapping. So I'm gonna go ahead and start off with where I've been. So I haven't been active on YouTube in a while. I was reposting my TikToks on here, but it was kind of few and far between. So when I started getting really inactive when I got TikTok, because TikTok there, I really liked the tools I had to as a creator on there, and so I kind of let TikTok take over my content creation. So, and then I struggled to remember to post my TikToks on YouTube. So that's when I started becoming less active on here, was when I had YouTube and TikTok and Instagram. Trying to juggle all three platforms was difficult, especially as kind of a starting creator. I got a little excited about having new platforms and I neglected this one. So that's kind of where I started falling off of YouTube a little bit. Thankfully, I didn't lose too many subscribers, but I did lose a few. And then, I was really unstable. For those who don't know, I do have diagnosed bipolar 1 disorder. So it's type 1. So I have manic episodes and hypomanic episodes and depressive episodes, and it's just a mess. So when I'm not properly medicated, I go through those cycles, which can be really difficult for me to go through day-to-day life. And when I'm manic, I can make some really poor choices. So unfortunately, I got into vaping. Whenever something would go wrong, I would hit a friend's vape, and that pretty quickly turned into an addiction. So for a while there, I was struggling with a nicotine addiction, quietly. No one really knew about this. My boyfriend knew, and he kind of just stepped back for a while. Eventually, he did step in and he got me to quit, so I am sober now. I was also getting into some other substances that I won't go into details about, but I was just not in a good place. Luckily I'm clean now, but I was not in a good place. And it affected a lot, including me posting content, which is never a good thing. And then I made some other poor decisions, which led to me having all social media deleted off my phone. And my dad's the one that kind of controls all this, and he still sees YouTube as social media. So I don't have YouTube on my phone, so all of my content editing is done on my laptop. You won't be getting shorts from me for a while. You'll just be getting long form content like this. I'd like to start being able to get into vlogging, but I'm just so bad about remembering to pick up the camera and vlog. I did get a GoPro, and so I'd like to start learning how to use the GoPro, and how to take that saw, how to take that, those videos on a GoPro and edit them, which I think will be really cool and will really step up my content. I've also just invested in a microphone because I am gonna be starting my podcast. So that's fun. So I have a Yeti Snowball mic, and then I also have, I think it's Blue Yeti is the brand. I don't know. I'm not quite sure. And then I also just bought some little Bluetooth clip-on mics for me to use for my podcast, which I'm super excited about. Those will be here today, actually, so I might film a podcast episode when those come in. But yeah, so you won't be getting any shorts from me for a while. You won't be getting any TikToks re-uploaded, no TikTok compilations, because I no longer have those on my phone for the time being. Only way that I'm accessing all of it is on my laptop. And my laptop camera is so crappy that I don't really feel like recording TikToks on there. My friend might let me use her phone just so that I'm still getting content out, because she knows how important it is to me, because I would like to do social media full time eventually. Obviously, it won't be happening anytime soon, because I'm still such a small creator, but I would like to monetize soon. That'd be really freaking awesome if I could monetize, which is part of why I'm working so hard at getting my content out there. And I'm doing everything I can, and now I'm trying to be more consistent with the long form content, because I know that's really gonna help me, is if I'm posting regularly. A lot of my content growth came from, I mean, a lot of my channel growth came from shorts, and I'm trying to transition over from shorts to this, because I can't really create shorts anymore, which is okay. I'll find new ways. I edit on CapCut desktop on my laptop, and I just plug in my phone to the laptop and pull the videos off. And that's how I'm doing it right now. That's how the haul video came out. The haul video is kind of an extra video, so this video I'm gonna have to edit and put out today because it is Friday. And I post on Fridays. I'm gonna try and work on sticking to my posting schedule that I have posted in my description. But I guess that's kind of where I'm going with my content and what I'm doing with it all. Yeah, that's kind of the basis of where, what's happening with the content, what's happening with the YouTube channel. It's gonna be more of a traditional YouTube channel. Just for the time being. Eventually I will be posting shorts and my old content again. But for now, we're just gonna be focusing on long form content. And hopefully that'll help me get monetized, because I have the subscriber count for it. I just need the watch hours, which is something I'm really struggling with, is getting those watch hours. So if you could please go back, watch my old videos, watch the old content that I have posted, because I have a couple. I have quite a few. See if anything is your cup of tea, please, because it really does help. Yeah, that's kind of where we're going now. Right now, it's so frustrating. You don't have a pencil sharpener with me, so I have to work with my colored pencils until they get low, and once they get low, I just can't work with them anymore. And I'm getting kind of low on my browns because I've used quite a bit of brown on just some of these. Like, my monkey took quite a bit of brown, and now the bear. But here's the bear. Whoa. I think I'm gonna use alcohol markers to color the rest, just because. So I have this sheet of watercolor paper that you can see I'm using to absorb the alcohol marker so I don't have any bleeding. I'm trying to think about what else to yap about. I could yap about my best friend. She's gonna be doing the podcast with me. I love her to bits. What's funny is that we're an age gap friendship. So she's 18. And then I'm 16. So I'm the baby of the friendship, which is fun. It's funny, she's 18. She's old enough to go get all the piercings and tattoos she wants. She has one tattoo that she got for her 18th birthday, but I have more tattoos than she does. Because I did them myself. But it's just funny to me that she's the legal adult and I have more piercings and tattoos than she does. Because she doesn't have any piercings, and I'm about to go get my 7th piercing when I get back in town from where I am right now, because I'm out of town visiting family for Christmas. We came up here for Thanksgiving too. It's my favorite place in Texas. I don't ever like leaving, but I love coming back. But I hate the drive because it's about 4.5-5 hours from where I live. I just choked on my spit. So it's quite the drive. I hope the marker sounds and like the colored pencil sounds aren't too annoying. I hope it's like, I don't know, like maybe it's ASMR for y'all, but we'll see. Because this is kind of a yap session, I think this is gonna be my first podcast episode. Oh yeah, let's talk about that. Okay, so I am launching my podcast. I think this is gonna go ahead and be the first episode. I know I said it was coming January 2025, but fuck it. It starts now. It's called The Yap Session with Kay. My best friend is gonna be my co-host for some of the episodes. It's gonna be super fun. I'm very excited for it. This is something that it's been in the works for quite a while. If you followed me, you know I've talked about it here and there before. I asked y'all if y'all would watch a podcast or listen to a podcast from me 7 months ago. So this has been something that's been in the works for quite a while. For the longest time, I didn't even know what I was gonna name it. And then yesterday I came up with The Yap Session with Kay. So now it's named. I am super excited to get started on it. I just ordered mics for it. The little clip-on mics that you can just clip onto your shirt. Super excited for those to come in today. Yeah, so that'll be coming soon. I think this might be counted as my first episode. I'm not sure yet. I'll see when I post it what I'm thinking, but this could be the first episode. I may save this for a later date. Who knows? I love that sound. So right now I'm just using alcohol markers that I got for Christmas. The color, I don't know if I mentioned that already, you can probably tell. They're just the Target brand alcohol markers. I like them, I think they color really smoothly. Only thing is, if you're using it in a coloring book, you have to... Excuse me! You have to put a piece of paper under it so it doesn't bleed. I'm just using watercolor paper. This is really fun. I like this. I'm just coloring the mountains in the background right now. The bear is all the way colored. I showed y'all the bear. So the podcast is basically gonna be like a little girl talk podcast. It's gonna be me and my best friend sometimes. And we're just gonna sit there and we're literally gonna yap. There's gonna be topics, which I already have the first, I think, through February, maybe March, I have planned on what the topics are gonna be. So that's exciting that I already have that planned. So it's really just gonna be kind of sitting there and yapping, which will be fun. I'm very excited about it. This is something that I've kind of had in the works for about a year. And it's coming to fruition now, which is really exciting. I'm very excited. I don't know if I'm gonna stay here and color this whole thing on camera, because I feel like that's gonna get boring for y'all if I'm just here coloring for a whole half hour. But y'all should let me know in the future if you like these kinds of videos and if I should make one with a full length coloring page. I mean, I'm almost done with this one. I'm starting on I say I'm almost done. I have all the flowers to color. Which might take me a while, but we'll see. I will come on and show you guys when I'm finished with it, though. I feel like it's only fair that I come back on and show you what I've created once I finished creating it. I think I'm gonna go turn on some music and finish coloring. But yeah, I'll see you guys when I'm done. So this is the finished piece. And that's that. Bye guys.